Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. My guest on today's show is psychic medium Christy Robinette, and she's going to be talking about how we can make a new start in this new year, how we can reflect on the past, set intentions for what's to come, and she'll be giving us some positive tools so that we can spring into action. Now, Christy isn't doing readings on the air today, but she would love to answer your questions about her work. So you can call in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, please feel free to send me a message in the instant feedback box that's on the right-hand side of the page, and I will keep an eye out for your questions and comments. I will bring Christy on the air in just a minute, but first, the heart of my work is connecting one-on-one with people who are looking for compassionate and no-nonsense intuitive guidance. No woo-woo, just heart. The powerful transformative energy of 2012 opens a beautiful space for all of us to move forward with our dreams, to explore our gifts, to realize that fuller, richer life that we know is there for us. And if I can help you get some clarity about how to move forward, please don't hesitate to get in touch with me. FogCityPsychic.com is the place to go to do that. And if you're ready to start to heal the patterns that are keeping you stuck, and if you'd like some tools to help you open to the flow of grace and abundance, you might be a good fit for the next Inviting Change series. That's a three-class series. It's an online teleclass where Lisa Tunney and I share stories and meditations, exercises, and practical, again, not a lot of woo-woo, practical tools you can use right now to spark that change that opens you up to embrace everything that you can be. There are more details at FogCityPsychic.com. The new series of classes starts on Monday. Wow, so just this coming Monday, the 16th. You don't have to wait that long to take a meaningful step toward a better new year. When you register for the series, you get immediate access to an introductory audio class that has some powerful exercises to help you start right now to shift from fear to grace. Lisa and I taught this class last fall. We had a riot, so much fun, a lot of fun. Some people told us that the price point kept them away from the class, and that's not what we're after. We want this to be accessible. So we listened. And if you go to FogCityPsychic.com, you will see that the price has come way down. So, ha-ha, we'd love to see you in class next week. And while you're at FogCityPsychic.com, just click on everything. There's golly classes and radio shows and readings and, oh, it's all there. Do just click through there and see if anything strikes your fancy. And now, Christy Robinette is a world-renowned psychic medium, revolutionary speaker, and a consultant. She is a masterful teacher who believes in empowering others in order for them to ignite their light within so that the fire of inspiration and growth continues. Christy has a strong foundation in business, human resources, and career issues, and she's coached a clientele of who's who in Hollywood, along with people in other professions such as law enforcement, clergy, politicians, physicians, attorneys, domestic goddesses, oh, maybe I'm a domestic goddess, professional athletes, and celebrities. Christy spent more than 15 years in the human resources field, where she motivated and inspired employees during the best and the worst of economic times. As an intuitive advisor, Christy brings a new perspective to individuals and businesses. It's her down-to-earth style, her honesty, her sense of humor and warmth that helps make her such a sought-out consultant and speaker. There's a lot more about Christy and her work and a really cool-looking cartoon image of her at TangledWishes.com. That's TangledWishes.com. Christy, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome. And now, do you look like your cartoon image?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you go to Facebook, I'm a little bit thinner in the cartoon, but you know, that's what I'm working on in 2012 is getting healthier and fitter. But yeah, I do. So
if I had a cartoon image, my cartoon image would also be much thinner than I am in real life. Because if you're going to have the cartoon, why not have it look the way, you know what I mean? Have it be ideal. That's what I would do.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's what, she actually had me a little bit thinner, and I'm like, okay, now I'm anorexic, and I don't want to be like that. So, yeah, it was pretty impressive, the artist that did it. She took, I did close-ups of my eyes and of my skin tone and everything, and she did a really good match with it. So I like it, and I like the whimsical of it, because even though, you know, when people come to see me, there's a seriousness, you know, off of it, but the other side has such a lightheartedness and a peacefulness that I want that whimsy to show through.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that really comes up for me when I look at your site and when I read about your work is that you bring that kind of positive, generous energy, which I associate with people who are working in integrity. And sometimes you go to the website or you're looking around for somebody, maybe who am I going to call? And a good way for people to know if the intuitive advisor they're choosing is a good fit for them, really pay attention to how do you feel when you go to the website? How do you feel? What kind of a vibe are they giving off to you? Because what they put out there is probably going to color your experience when you go to see them, right?
I firmly believe in that, too. I've gone to websites and just had that ugh feeling,
yeah,
you know, and trusting my gut and trusting my intuition and just stepping away. And in the industry that both you and I are in, it is riddled with some different characters,
yeah,
and some are fine for some people, and I like to take it from a, you know, and I do have I don't have the flowing gown. I'd rather have jeans and a t-shirt on. So if you're coming to my office and you're thinking that I'm going to have a crystal ball in front of me, you're going to be sorely mistaken. My office looks kind of like my whimsy of my banner. I've got Believe everywhere. I've got owls everywhere. It's very colorful. And I typically take my shoes off when I get into my office, and I'll have people that are in business suits, and they'll look at me and they're like, can I take my shoes off too? And I'm like, absolutely. You're supposed to be comfortable. My furniture is comfy. So it's supposed to be a peaceful and a happy place. You know, no matter, even if you're going through a sorrowful time, it's supposed to be like that. And the real world is filled with too much sorrow. So what's an hour or so of, you know, letting that down and getting some peace?
Absolutely. And I'm all about helping people make that shift from fear to love. And it doesn't make a sad situation or a lousy situation any better. But when you've shifted that energy and you're able to come at it from a different standpoint, it allows you to see opportunities and possibilities that you might not have seen before when you were in that very down, serious, fearful energy.
And I think we've all gone through that. You know, I know that I'm not exempt just because I've got the foresight. It doesn't mean that I'm not exempt from having painful experiences in my life. But it's those painful experiences that has actually led me to the place of where I'm at right now. I went through, I saw spirits since I was 3 years old. And I grew up in an extremely religious household where, you know, that was pretty much the curse. You know, Christy is talking to imaginary friends, and she's a little bit strange and maybe a little bit overly imaginative. So what are we going to do to her, you know, with her? And then I ended up predicting my grandmother's passing at the age of 3. And when it definitely, you know, came through and she passed away several weeks later, my parents were frightened by me. And they pretty much said, you know, oh dear, what are we going to do? So I lived with the whole psychic ability. I really don't like the word psychic. The intuitive ability as a curse, and I would actually hide in the closet and talk to my so-called imaginary friends and guides. And so I say that, you know, I came out of the spook closet. I came out of the ghost closet to do what I was. But it wasn't until I was in my 20s when I was going through a very painful divorce with two small children that the gift became exemplified. You know, I had hidden it so much that I think that everybody on the other side wanted to assist me, and I was confused with how that was supposed to happen. Things were charged. And so I went to go see my minister, and I'm Lutheran. I'm Missouri Synod Lutheran. And I thought for sure, you know, okay, maybe he'll throw holy water on me, or maybe he'll do some exorcism and it'll go away and I can live a normal life. And instead what had happened was a son that nobody in the parish knew existed came through in spirit during my confession. And I brought him through, and it began, I'm going to start crying even thinking about it. This was years ago. It began me playing devil's advocate with him, because he saw that there was a gift there and that it wasn't a curse as I had originally thought, coming from a parochial upbringing and what we were always taught. And he actually gave me his blessing. And that should have been my awakening, and yet it wasn't. I still... There was a lot of deprogramming that had to be done of 20-plus years of being told that anything to do with psychic, ghost, intuitive, mediums, you know, was of the devil. And so it took me probably another 7 years before I started doing this on a professional level and not under the table.
Wow.
And still feeling like I was, this sounds really awful. Like I was a prostitute. Like I was a psychic prostitute. And, you know, so it took a while for me to get to that point. And, you know, I was in the generation of Ms. Cleo, and, you know, they were
psychic
and,
friends.
Yeah, the psychic friend network. And, you know, and I know you probably still get it. You get the jokes like, well, tell me you're my future, you know, what's my name, you know.
I'll tell you what, Christy, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. When we come back, we'll talk about Miss Cleo only a little bit, but we'll be right back after this.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. We're on the love train with my guest, intuitive medium Christy Robinette. You can find out more about her and her work at tangledwishes.com. Before the break, we were talking with Christy about her journey to kind of coming out of the metaphysical closet and her dealing with the role that organized religion had in her life. And she was talking about meeting with her pastor and being able to validate for him and have him validate for her what her gifts are and how she could use them in the world. So, Christy, as you moved from that place of hearing validation, it sounds like what you were saying is that you didn't then, like, spring fully formed into the psychic medium world. Ta-da! I'm here and ready to serve you. It wasn't like that, was it?
No, not at all. I started practicing my intuition, though, through listening to my inner voice with that validation. And I think that this goes with any profession. You know, we lose confidence. I don't care if we're 12 years old or if we're 70 years old. We all have different self-esteem and confidence issues in different areas of our life. And mine was being my own true self, which is the core of who I was. So that was extremely painful, and I'm sure that it had a lot to do with how my marriage failed. But what ended up happening was I went to go see a medium. I had never had a reading done before, and I thought, okay, they're telling me that that's what I am. So I went to go see a local medium, and I was extremely petrified because I had the assumption that I was going to go see him and he was going to tell me everything bad. Mm-hmm. Because that's what psychic mediums do. They tell you the bad stuff. So I was prepared, but I was very, very fearful. And as I went there, I sat down and he closed his eyes and he did a little protection prayer. And he snapped his eyes open and he said, Christy. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's going to tell me something awful. I had already gone through a very awful time. And he said, you see dead people. And I said, I do. And he said, you want a job? And I was a little bit stunned because that was not at all what I thought was going to come out of that meeting. And I said, let me think about it. And he gave me a reading and it was very positive. There was not any negative associated with that. And he said, you know what, let me know when it's your time if you want to come do readings. And I took a part-time job, but I would park in the back so nobody would see my car. And I didn't tell anybody what I was doing, but it really helped pay the bills through the divorce, and I could bring my kids there and they could watch TV. And it was a good thing. It was like being thrown into the fire. I hate saying this because it was like a carnival a lot of the times. and you've got walk-ins, and you've got no way of knowing what's going to happen, and we were held up once, and it was extremely interesting, but it really gave me a chance to know what I do want out of, you know, my profession and what I did not want to do out of my profession. And that was extremely helpful. I was working full-time at the time doing human resources, which having the intuition also really aided in that. And they knew that I had an ability, but they didn't want to classify it as that. But that's one of the reasons why they hired me.
Yep. Right.
So.
Wow. And it's funny. I'm realizing we haven't talked before today, and I'm realizing how similar our stories are. I had an event in my life that really brought my gifts into a way that I could no longer suppress them. I took myself with full resistance and, snotty and full of ego and pride, and went to an intuitive development class, and I went thinking that either I would prove by going to the class that they were all frauds and then I could get myself off the hook, or they would be psychic and so they could see that maybe I was a fraud and then I'd be off the hook.
And wow.
Because that's how I went into it, with just pretty much the most stuck up negative attitude you could possibly have. I went in and there was a room full of like-minded people. There was a tremendously gifted, loving teacher. That's Matthew Engel in San Francisco. And as I went through the class, I enjoyed myself. I stopped being such a giant pouty baby all the time. And at the end of the class, I said, I'd like to do more. What should I do? And I thought he'd say, you know, take part two of the class, here, buy this magic rock from me, whatever it was. And he said, you should print business cards. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll show you, psychic boy. I will print business cards. And that's really how I got started. I kind of did it on a dare. And so I can relate to a lot of what you're saying about fearing the negative, fearing what was going to happen, and then have it actually lead you into what would be your vocation.
Which I kind of think that, I know for me that it had, I'm a very stubborn, strong-willed personality. Even though I do claim to be very, I think that the more that I've aged, which it's been graceful, by the way, I'm teasing, but the more that I've aged, the more laid back that I've gotten, the more that I let things roll off my shoulders more. But I think that I had to have that happen. And I think that the timing of it, that I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that everything typically happens in the right timing that the divine wants it to happen in, and that it was the right timing. I ended up started working for the Metaphysical Center, was not far from a police station, and the police department would actually go there oftentimes needing assistance on cases. And it was something that I was always intrigued with. I had a love of true crime since I had a attempted kidnapping when I was younger, which is a whole other story. But I ended up starting to work with law enforcement. And that became a passion of mine, was working on different missing persons cases and arson cases and burglary cases. And that sort of expanded into other states where I was assisting on those cases, on several. And it was on a volunteer basis without pay. And I was exhausted taking care of cute little kids. And I had gone through the divorce. I was now dating somebody who the medium that I had seen told me that I would meet. And I went, yeah, right. And, you know, it was an exhausting process. But it happened. My mom was a very big cynic. And she wouldn't even allow us to read our horoscopes. She was afraid of it. And yet I believe to this day that she was extremely gifted, but she was fearful of it, and she ended up becoming blind later on in life, so that her senses were even more heightened.
Yeah.
But on her, before her open heart surgery, I sat there and I had my confession with her, and she gave me her blessing. She was extremely interested in what I was doing, and she asked me then, she said, well, Christy, if you know things, do you know if I'm going to make it through the surgery? And I knew that she would not, but I said, yeah, Mom, you're going to do great. We're going to see you, and it's going to be fine. And she didn't make it through, but I've got the best guardian angel on the other side that anyone could ask for.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you if she is now in your life as spiritual support or as a guide for you.
Big time, yeah. She's definitely a guardian, and I we didn't always see eye to eye like moms and daughters, you know, typically do. But we were best friends too. And I lived an extremely chaotic, busy life because I think that I was, again, so afraid of the core of who I was. Mm-hmm. And so when she passed away, my corporate environment was extremely toxic, and they were very negative about me taking time off to be with her. And I thought, well, that's so disheartening that when I ended up going back to work, I ended up getting a promotion, and I ended up being extremely miserable, and I became extremely ill with an autoimmune, I had fibromyalgia, mono, chronic fatigue, you know, any autoimmune stuff that was like kicking my butt. And I had a doctor, an MD, who was extremely, did not love what he still does not love what I do, but he trusts me. But mm-hmm. So he looked at me after I had been out of work for almost a year trying to recover, and he looked at me and he said, so what do you think the prescription is? And I said, for me to resign from my position and do sessions full time. And he said, ditto, you know, yeah, amen. And that's what I ended up doing. And I give that credit again to my mom for being there, for supporting me, because I could hear her voice next to me saying, you know what, Christy, I am proud of you. And I never felt that way. And I know a lot of people that have sessions with me, they feel like they need that reassurance that their loved one was proud and that they do love them and that they didn't do anything wrong. And that we so sometimes on a selfish level, we take all of those insecurities that we have and we put them, you know, into somebody else that's not giving it back to us.
Right.
So I absolutely love her, and it's so funny because once in a while I'll be doing a gallery session and she'll be standing in the back of the room and I'm like, does anyone have a Sally here? And I'm like, wait, that's my mom. So I'm like, Mom, seriously? So, you know, so it's a great thing, you know, for her. I'm sad that she's on the other side, but she's so much more at peace and happier on the other side. And my life is more fulfilled with her being with me on the other side.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
It's an awesome experience.
You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guest is medium Christy Robinette. When we come back after the break here at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk a little bit about how we can create a good new year for ourselves, new beginnings in the new year with Christy Robinette. We'll be right back after this.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter King has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter King for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
I'm Karen Hager, and welcome back to Out of the Fog. Christy Robinette from TangledWishes.com is my guest. She's an intuitive, a medium, a coach, an author, a speaker, a consultant. What doesn't she do? We're talking about her journey to accepting her intuitive abilities, the way that she took her life and turned it around. And I'd love to ask you, Christy, now that we're back from the break, you really took control of your life and you moved it forward into so that you were following your vocation, you were doing what you felt called to do. What kind of advice or tools do you give other people, especially those of us who are sitting on the doorstep of 2012 here going, I don't know, I'm not sure what to do next, and I made resolutions, I broke them within 30 seconds of making them. How can you help people take control of their life kind of in the way that you've done with yours?
It's a lot of different steps, but it's not really difficult steps. I think that having perseverance and strength is one of the biggest keys to changing, or I don't even like the word change, to growing your life. And I think that fear gets in the way an awful lot. And I also think that what gets in the way is overthinking. And the more that we overthink, the more that we doubt our intuitiveness, and it leads us to the wrong decisions, whether it's vocation, it's love interest, it's financial, it's what have you. So it's trusting yourself. But the one thing that I decided to do is I've got a blog, and it's on Blogger, and I also do different newsletters. I started trying to help people so that they can stay on track, and what I call it is being in the present and doing different things to stay in the present. Because if you're beating yourself up over what you did yesterday or what you did, 10 years ago, then you're not going to be moving forward at all in your life. You're going to be, reeling from the disappointments that you've encountered. So by doing different things, and one of the things that I love to do is I journal, and I journal about, I don't meditate, and I use quotes for that. I don't sit there for hours on end with my hands up in the air and going, nothing's wrong with that if you do that, but I don't. Instead, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I take care of my dad, I've got a full-time job, and all those lists of things. So I don't have time to do that. I don't know too many people that do. So my part of staying in the present and moving forward in my life is setting those goals or those intentions for the future. And I do that by journaling. And I do it by something I call 5-5-5-5. And it's writing down 5 things that I'm grateful for every single day, even if I feel ungrateful. Writing down 5 intentions or affirmations, and I keep them in the now. So, you know, even if I have not lost the weight that I want to, I am fit and I am healthy and I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I write down 5 actions or 5 goals. How am I going to achieve those? How am I going to achieve those intentions, those affirmations? So am I going to go to the gym? Am I going to take a 10-minute walk? You know, what have you? And it should only take you 5 minutes to complete that journaling step. If it's taking you longer than 5 minutes, you're overthinking it or you're second-guessing yourself. So I have done this for the day that I left my job. I began that journal. And my life has grown in leaps and bounds. And I firmly believe that that had a lot to do with it, because I didn't look in the past and say, oh, wow, they didn't pay me that whole year. I almost lost my house. I almost lost my car. Mm. I felt like I was a loser. And a lot of people were relying on me to make it work. And I didn't go into, okay, I'm going to get into this profession, which is such a crazy profession to get into. I didn't get into it to fail. I got into it to grow and to help people and, you know, and to learn myself, because every day I learn. So no matter what profession you're in, if you can take it from a positive standpoint and you can take it from a, I'm going to grow at, you know, as much as I possibly can, and you water and you fertilize that and you take care of it, then you'll do fabulous. But if you're beating yourself, because you grabbed that piece of fudge today when you started your diet, then you're not going to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you then move on. You know, but don't make the same mistakes again. You know, you got to learn from it.
Well, part of moving forward like that, it seems to me, is understanding that you're supported. And I think a lot of times, at least I'll speak for myself, I can't feel supported when I'm not taking a couple seconds every day to be mindful, to be aware, to be quiet. I forget that I'm supported, and I just run around grabbing at things like a crazy person.
Yeah.
And for me to get to that centered place that you're talking about, where I can think of things that I'm grateful for, I have to take just that couple seconds every day just to stop and quiet down. I often say to people, you know, are you where you think you are right now? Are you 10 minutes ahead of yourself? Are you 15 years behind yourself? Are you kind of sitting on your own shoulder, half out of your body? I love what you're saying, because these are ways to bring your intentions and your gratitude and your action steps right into the present.
And that's exactly it. I think, you know, even if I ask somebody, I'm like, well, what are you grateful for? And they're like, I'm grateful. And they say it in an ungrateful way, which is always really, really funny. But I'm like, I'm not saying you're not grateful, but are you vocalizing that gratitude? Are you letting the universe, are you letting your guides, are you letting the people around you that really matter, are you letting them know how grateful for you that you are? And the more that you are grateful, the more that you're going to get, you know, in order to be more grateful. And it's so, such a simple, easy way of growing yourself. And that's the same thing with being optimistic about life. I have so many people that say, well, I think positively, and yet everything that's coming out of their mouth or their self-talk is extremely negative, and they beat themselves up. And it goes with the law of attraction, like attracts like. So if you're not, you may be thinking that you're positive, but really pay attention to the words that you're saying and the self-talk that you're doing, because you will be quite surprised that you might not be as positive as you think you are, or the way that you're presenting yourself. I know that I go through, you know, that oh, woe is me, that your type of, you know, times too. We all do.
Oh, yes.
But it's like getting yourself out of it. And I think social media, social networking has really helped the ability to feel supported. You know, I love my Facebook friends. I love my Twitter, you know, peeps, you know, because we can all, even though we might be strangers, we can still support one another in whatever, you know, realm or whatever we need at that time. And I try to stay very present in my clients and my friends and acquaintances' life, because I think that it's important for them to know that there's somebody there that's, you know, that's for them, you know, even if it's just a cyber hug, so to speak.
Yes.
But the other thing that I think that is so fabulous is, and I started it yesterday, and it's called a photo challenge. And what you do is you take different things. I've got sort of like a scavenger hunt, and you take photos of those items that are on your list. And what it does is it keeps you in the present, like a favorite food. You know, things that you take for granted, a smile, the night sky, your silverware drawer, you know, silly things like that, that you are just going through your day doing, but you're not paying attention. And it's those little details that I think really helps bring you out and makes you think that, okay, I can accomplish anything if I can pay attention to my silverware drawer. I know that that's really silly.
No, but that's true, because a lot of times as we are running around, kind of putting ourselves down and grabbing at everything out of fear, we're not paying attention. There's so much beauty. I have people ask me all the time, where are my answers? Where's my psychic guidance? Why can't I hear the inner voice? Well, it's there. You just got to calm down and stop grabbing at it, right?
Just, you got to clear your mind, you know, and if you're constantly bombarded with the multitasking that this life of ours, you know, gives us, and it gifts us, too. But we've got our smartphones, and we've got our laptops, and we've got our work, and we've got, you know, we're constantly, if you look at a typical dinner table, everyone, if you go to a restaurant, you'll see everyone's got their phone, and they're texting, or they're Facebooking, or they're, you know, instead they're not having that one-on-one conversation. So how are you supposed to, if you can't hear your child, and they've repeated something three times, how are you supposed to listen to the other side, or hear the other side? Because, you know, that's like a whisper. So if someone's screaming at you and you're not hearing it, how are you supposed to hear that whisper of that inner voice and the other side? You're not going to, unless you put everything down, you know, journal, meditate, do something creative, anything where you can sort of disengage that logic part of your brain so the subconscious can lift up. And you can start making some sense out of your life, because you're clearing the cookies of your mind out of you. And you need to do that, or your body and your soul and your mind are going to be overwhelmed continuously.
This is wonderful stuff. It's time for another short break. I always say this show isn't long enough. It's not long enough, but you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Christy Robinette. We'll be right back after this.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm your host, Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic. And my guest today is psychic medium Christy Robinette from TangledWishes.com. We've been talking about ways that you can take all those good intentions you have for the new year and actually take some steps to make them happen so that you're supported energetically as you're moving forward with that. Christy, I know that on your website you've got some great creative events. I'm a secret knitter, as people who listen to the show know. And I was all excited. I got on your site. There's beading, there's quilting, there's all kinds of stuff. What is up with the crafting?
I know. I am so excited. Like I said, I am not the type of person to sit still and meditate. And one of the best things to do in a meditative state, to make that meditative state, is to do something creative. So I thought this year I was going to implement a fun environment for my clients and whoever wants to join us and do something creative. And we're starting it out in Royal Oak, Michigan. We're going to be doing a paint party at a paint party in Royal Oak, and that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be creating a masterpiece, and if anyone knows me, they know that my stick figures are awful, so there is no painting experience necessary at all. They're promising me that we will be completely thrilled with what we paint, and we won't be mortified. But then in my office, like once a month, we're going to do something creative, and we do. We've got quilting, and we're going to create, in the springtime, we're going to create a chakra bracelet, and we were actually going to do a knitting class, but we thought that maybe we'll wait until, like, the fall time, next fall, and do something along the lines of that. But, yeah, I'm so excited. The first creative thing that we're going to do is 365 ways to say I love you. And it's a Valentine's Day craft where we're going to sit down and you're going to have to come up with, it can go to a spouse, a child, a significant other, a best friend, but creating the thoughts and affirmations of why you love that person. And I think that that's a great way of being grateful for that person and expressing it and also meditating upon it and showing them that. And we don't do that often enough. So I'm really excited. I've got a little office, so there's limited space, but we're keeping it very, very affordable. The paint party in Royal Oak is $40 because I have to, they've got to teach us. I can't teach us. In my office, it's only $20. So we're trying to keep it affordable and still have a fun environment. And like you had said, you mentioned before when you were outed, you know, as being, you know, an intuitive, like-minded people really get the soul churning. Yep. It really gets, you know, ideas that you might not have thought of previously because you were around naysayers. It really gets that dialogue flowing. And that's what I'm hoping to do with that. We're not going to sit there in complete silence and, you know, create a bracelet. It's going to be fun, but it's going to be where we're talking about like-minded stuff, and I'm really excited for that.
I'm remembering what you said about as a child hiding in your closet to talk to your guides, to talk to your, quote, imaginary friends. And the wonderful thing about connecting, as you were saying, through social media, through events like you're going to be doing in Royal Oak and in your offices, those are great because a lot of us feel like nobody can hear us or we're the only one. And right. So many people are waking up right now, Christy, and I love that you're creating a space, holding a space so that like-minded people can get together and realize that we can actually have fun with this.
And it is supposed to be fun. There's so much negativity that's attached to the date of our year, 2012, and we've seen that, you know, they're saying it's the end of the world, and, you know, there's so many doomsayers out there, and it's creating a fearful effect. I know that I have a friend that's positive that the earth is going to explode or implode and this will be it. And he's like, I'm not going to pay my bills. And, and I'm like, oh no. I'm not a fortune teller, but please pay your bills because I assure you that January 1st, 2013 will happen.
Yeah.
And, 2012 to me is a time of growth. It's a time of excitement. It's a time of spiritual awareness, and the veil is thinning and more people are seeing, feeling, hearing, sensing. And it doesn't mean that you're going to have ghosts in your house, but it does mean that I think that there's going to be an awareness that happens. And that's what 2012 is about. It's fulfillment. And I think that that's so much better than, you know, the earth is going to collapse into space.
Right.
You know, we won't exist any longer. Now, I have a physics degree. It's only an associate's though. But from a physics standpoint, it is said that there will be more solar flares in December. So it may cause some power outages and it may cause, you know, some issues with internet connections and cell phones and such. So that may occur, but I am so afraid that people are going to think that if we lose power, that the end of the world is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do say, be safe and be careful, but be common sense, people, common
right.
sense. So
right.
that will prevail.
Right. Buy a flashlight and just hang on. It's going to be okay. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you can't get on Facebook, life has not ended, you know, and I think that this is what my guides keep telling me is, you know, get those knitting needles out. Get those crochet needles out. Start painting. Take a coloring book and get some new crayons.
Yeah.
You know, do the simple stuff again. Learn how to cook. You know, that's a great meditation is cooking. It shouldn't be frustrating. If it frustrates you, then that's not your thing. But do something that is exciting and learn how to do it because, you know, life is about constantly learning and growing. And that's what I think that this year is about. I'm excited. I hope everybody else is.
I see it as the beginning of an adventure, of a real window opening up for us to explore our dreams, to go forward with the things we thought we'd wait on. Another time. Now's the time. And it's a great time to move forward and really bring into reality those plans that you've been hanging on to.
Yeah, no more tomorrow, next month, next year. Now. You do it now. And that fear, you just have to, you know, take that leap of faith. And if you're afraid that, you know, there's that old saying, you know, that I see, you know, just jump and your wings will start to build on your way down and you won't fall. And you won't. You're going to have support, you know, when it happens. There's so much tragedy out there and there's so much pain. And, you know, and I understand that. Not everybody, sometimes I come across very Pollyanna. And if any one of you knows my full story, they know that that's not where I've come from,
right.
You know, for my entire life. But we can overcome, and it doesn't have to be sad and sorrowful all the time. That life is so much more positive when you're thinking positive and when you're around positive people and getting rid of the people that are dragging you down because you cannot change them. And that's, I think, what this year is also about, is by getting rid of the toxic people that are around you, or at least knowing that you're not supposed to be responsible for the way they respond and the way that they do things. That sometimes is... those are our spouses.
Yep.
So, can't do anything about that.
Christy, thank you so much for being here today. We're out of time. I'm so glad that you could take the time to be on the show, and you're welcome back anytime. I hope you know that.
Thank you so much for having me. Really, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. That was intuitive and medium Christy Robinette. You can find out more about Christy and her work at tangledwishes.com. Once again, the show is just, whoa, it's gone. Would you please go over to fogcitypsychic.com and just click on stuff? You can book a reading, get the scoop on upcoming classes, all that kind of stuff. I want to see you in that Inviting Change class on Monday, so if you're interested, go ahead and check that out. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the Mighty WBLQ, it's an all-reading show. I'm going to open the phones for your calls. I will do as many on-air readings as humanly possible during the hour. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
Been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit fogcitypsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to fogcitypsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.